Good morning, Crosspoint family, and anybody else who's tuned in to this podcast. This is Drew Strecker bringing to you Healthy Heart and Soul. This is our first podcast in the introduction, and we're going to go ahead and get right into this. So as we are looking at our current reality and living in the midst of a pandemic here in the United States, we have the opportunity to have a little extra time on our hands for most of us. Some people are feeling a little more crunched, but every once in a while, it's good to look into our inner being and see what's going on. And in the midst of this, this is an opportunity to do that. With each podcast, we're going to start out with an introductory question. We're going to do a little bit of teaching or principles that we'll talk through. A lot of times, you'll end up with a dialogue question, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. And then on a lot of these, there will be an assignment or some homework for you to do. And then we'll provide some other resources for you. That's just kind of an overview of the format here. But as we are looking at this, the question I want to ask you today is, why is it important to keep our whole beings healthy, especially during a season like this, during COVID-19? But also beyond. For a lot of us, there's new pressures coming from every direction. Family, maybe more work if you're considered an essential employee, even if you're working from home. Personal safety, family dynamics, you name it. There's a lot of extra pressure coming at us from all different places. I know people that are having trouble sleeping. Their digestive systems are all out of whack. And a lot of this can be brought back to the reality of this COVID-19. In a sense, all of us, if we're paying attention and we're being affected by this, are suffering from trauma. And during trauma, you cannot rationalize it while it's still going on, but you can begin to process it so that when we heal or when this new paradigm is stabilized, or we enter into a new long-term normal, we can minimize the post-traumatic stress disorder that often comes when our lives get upset. It's interesting, if you think back, if you look back, coming at you here from, as a pastor, coming at you from a biblical worldview, think about in the scriptures where it says in Luke chapter 10, There's a man that comes to Jesus. He was an intellectual, a religious scholar, a scribe, a Levite. And he comes to Jesus in the midst of the upheaval of the Romans living in Jerusalem and in Israel. And he says, "What must I do to inherit everlasting life?" Jesus doesn't answer this question with an answer. He asks the scholar, the intellectual, the question, what do you think it is? What do you see when you look at the scriptures that you study? What do you say will give you, allow you to have everlasting life? And he responds back this way. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. This is in Luke 10:27, but where he got that from is two passages in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 6:5, and in Leviticus 19, there's a couple of places where it talks about loving your neighbor as yourself. As I said, Jesus answered this question with a question, but the real question that we're all asking is, how do I get a better life? How do I make sure this life doesn't end when I die? Does this have meaning? Am I here for a purpose? All these things go back to what's the better life? What's my best life? And so we are looking at this. But this is not a self-help program. If you want a self-help program, there's lots of books out there. Go and read one. That's not what this is about. This is about our lives being changed. And living the life we're intended to live, not trying to fix the life we have. That's a key difference in worldview here. Because I'm a pastor, I'm going to be coming to you from a biblical worldview. And the truth is, these principles will still work to some extent because they're absolutely true. But if you come to it from a biblical worldview and believe on Jesus, then they will be most effective. In order to understand that, we got to understand that one of the key principles or one of the key things that has to take place is something called repentance. Now, that sounds like a religious word, and it is in a lot of ways. But what that means is simply this. We have to align ourselves with the truth. We have to align ourselves with reality. In some ways, and sometimes, we have to revalue or reprioritize things and own the new me that is being offered to us. This can only truly happen if we give our lives fully to God with each new revelation of what is broken and what needs healing. Again, this isn't to try and fix us. This is try to heal us. This helps us to be healed and live the new life that's being offered to us. A lot of the stuff I'm going to present is not my own, but it has my twist on it. I wouldn't know what I know if it weren't for mentors like Mike and Lisa Plunkett, Martin Sanders, Rob Reamer, Ron and Walda Walburn, and others, Pete and Jerry Scazzaro, and also some authors, a lot of them Christian psychologists like David Benner, Henry Cloud, John Townsend, other people, other writers. But what we're bringing to you is an opportunity for you to live the new life as God intended. To love Him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all your strength, with your whole being, so that you can effectively have healthy relationships too. Loving your neighbor as yourself. This is the life God intended for us. And this, over the next few weeks, is what we're going to be talking about. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you on the next podcast and talk about what is the heart and soul. As we're doing this podcast, we'll be offering supplemental pastoral counseling or coaching outlet. If you want to contact us, you can contact us at soul.care@crosspointclt.org. You can click on the link in the comments section below and shoot us an email, and we'll be happy to be in touch with you.